Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Lucy Hickmott.
It's Wednesday, the 4th of March. Coming up, the latest on the coronavirus and the effect it could have on travel through the county.
Passenger transport in Dover, passenger traffic, both for the ferries and potentially for the cruise ships, could be significantly impacted.
We reveal how big the gender pay gap is in Kent.
In today's society, there's no place for this, and it's something really that businesses should be quite ashamed of.
And an Olympic hopeful tells us about preparations for Tokyo 2020.
I don't just want to be another boxer. Like, I will be world-class athlete. That's what I am.
Kent News.
First today, an update on the coronavirus outbreak and how it's affecting Kent. We already know there's been a case confirmed in the county after a man who works at Maidstone Studios tested positive for COVID-19. But there's been confusion after the Department of Health said a second patient had been diagnosed. Public Health England later confirmed that was a mistake. Today, there's a warning a serious coronavirus outbreak in the UK is almost certain, with some deaths expected. Two more people have been diagnosed up in Scotland, taking the total number across Britain to 53. The government campaign's urging us to wash our hands properly to avoid the illness spreading further. Meantime, we've been looking at how the outbreak could affect travel through Kent. Joe's been speaking to Kent County Councillor Harry Rayner, who's a shipping and ports consultant.
We can look ahead a little bit and see that passenger transport in Dover, passenger traffic, both for the ferries and potentially for the cruise ships, could be significantly impacted, especially when you look at recent cruise ship events with the Westerdam and the Diamond Princess. There are clear implications for places like Dover and, of course, at Sheerness as well. It's a big food port, and there are possible impact on them as well with port health, for example.
You mentioned some of those cruise ferries there, the Diamond Princess, obviously. Does the coronavirus have implications for ferry companies now going forward, because maybe people might be less reluctant to travel?
Yes, I mean, that's definitely the possibility. And, of course, it's a question of advanced bookings as well. Are people going to take a chance on forward bookings in the way that they would if this wasn't about? There are certainly implications, and it could be a reduced number of ferry sailings. Just looking forward, it rather depends how the disease progresses or not, as the case may be.
Does that uncertainty not very help? Or does the uncertainty not help the situation, really, at this stage?
Yes, business hates uncertainty, of course, they crave certainty, and the very nature of something like this brings a greater degree of uncertainty. Certainly, you look at the wider implications with regard to China, for example. We see real problems there with internal Chinese transport. Huge volumes, 7-8 million tonnes of steel held at Chinese steel factories, not moving. Same with manufactured goods. China's almost the workshop of the world now, and there are serious implications for the quantity of containers leaving China and also containers being left in the wrong place for both the American market and for the European market as well.
NHS England has declared coronavirus a level 4 incident, the highest stage of emergency. Isolation pods have been set up at Kent hospitals to deal with any more potential cases. You can follow all the latest at kentonline.co.uk.
Kent Online reports.
In other news, a man from Tilbury's been charged by detectives investigating the deaths of 39 Vietnamese migrants who were found in the back of a lorry near the Dartford crossing. The 27-year-old was arrested earlier this week following the discovery in Essex last October. He's accused of immigration offences between May 2018 and October last year. Elsewhere, a Kent prisoner has been charged with attempted murder after a guard was stabbed at HMP Whitemore in Cambridgeshire. 26-year-old Baz McCauley-Hockton, who used to live on Wellington Crescent in Ramsgate, was locked up in 2016. Now, it's claimed women in part of Kent are having to put up with the biggest gender pay gap in the country. Data from the Trades Union Congress reveals female workers in Gravesham are earning almost 40% less than their male colleagues. It means they're effectively working more than 4 months each year for free. Joe James, who's the chief exec of the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce, says it's not right.
In today's society, there's no place for this, and it's something really that businesses should be quite ashamed of and should actually be putting measures in place to ensure that actually people are paid for a job, not actually the gender of the person actually delivering and carrying out the job. You know, in 2020, we should have now reached equality in the workplace. We've known about this for a long time. It's been highlighted now for many years. There's been a lot of work going on about ensuring that there's more women actually sitting around the board table. And I think, you know, that there shouldn't really be this issue of the gender pay gap. I think a lot of it comes down to that due to obviously having a family and raising a family, not all women are able to come back to work full time and they look for opportunities that have more flexibility in the role. And unfortunately, you know, those jobs that tend to be more flexible working tend to offer less pay. Which is quite unfortunate because it doesn't actually have anything to do with the quality of the work when you're there. I think employers just need to identify and remove all barriers to enable women to actually achieve in the workplace and gain the appropriate payment for the work they carry out and to look at training up and career development opportunities to support women into senior level positions.
You can find out what the gender pay gap like in your area at Kent Online.
Kent News.
A 33-year-old car dealer who tried to smuggle £1 million worth of cocaine into Kent has been jailed for 9 years. Border Force officers found 14 kilograms of the drug hidden behind his bumpers at the Eurotunnel terminal in France in September 2017. A puppy has been stolen in a knife point robbery in Orpington. Spot, the British bulldog, was taken by two men who threatened the man walking it in Lullingstone Crescent yesterday morning. A food bank in Medway is searching for a new warehouse as the number of people relying on the service skyrockets. The Trussell Trust branch say they've seen almost a 40% increase in people collecting emergency food parcels. Volunteers on the Medway City estate are struggling for space but would need more funding to move to a bigger site. And Joanna Lumley has been named a patron of the Barn Theatre in Tenterden. The absolutely fabulous actress has been visiting the site where she opened a new exhibition about Victorian actor Ellen Terry. Joanna's been telling us how it feels.
I was absolutely overwhelmed when my agent forwarded to me the letter saying, would you become patron? I mean, to be included in this kind of pantheon of gods, not only Ellen Terry, but of course the patrons before me, Sir John Gielgud, Sir John Sindon. But this this place is very special. Ellen Terry was an extremely special actress. And to be part of this continuation of history in this part of the world, which I love so much, having lived here between the ages of 8 and 18, it's just the most enormous honour. And I don't know what I can do. I'm sort of waiting to hear what they want me to do. But I think, having seen the little barn theatre with its 70 seats and its freezing cold and its tiny stage, I think I'd love to come and do a little live performance or something.
Kent Online Sport.
With less than 5 months to go until the Tokyo 2020 Olympics, we're speaking to some local athletes who are hoping to represent Team GB. The first person on the Kent Sporting Dreams podcast is Gravesend boxer Cheevan Clark. He has to reach at least the semi-finals at London's Copper Box later this month to get a place in the squad. The 29-year-old heavyweight says he's well prepared.
To be honest, I don't feel no pressure in that sense because it's just another competition to me. Like, there's all the glitz and glamour around it. That's for other people. For me, I've been working at this for so long. It's just another competition. It's no different to my first competition where I boxed in Gravesend in a little hall where there was like probably 80 people. Do you know what I mean? I just bring it back to that at every stage. So for everybody else, it'll be a big thing. But for me, it's just another day in the office.
Where does that mentality come from? Is that something that you've had to work on, or is that just the way you've always approached things?
That's just partly how I've been brought up. We don't really get, like, for instance, I wouldn't get starstruck. It don't matter who's in front of me. It's just a normal person, do you know what I mean? So this is just another part of my journey, another part of the situation. So just go out and handle it and
onto the next one.
You can hear the full podcast on our website. That's it for now, but for more news throughout the day, you can head to kentonline.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.